address everyone that's here to speak. We will let them speak now before we even start and get that out of the way. So, here we have Brenda Bardell.
Keep up on the 3-month introductory rate that you just signed for and make sure you do something at the end of that 3 months, you find yourself in a month-to-month contract at sky-high rates. So one of the things that NOPEC has done in response to our community members who have come to the NOPEC and said, can you do something for those folks that want to shop, but they're afraid to go out and do that on their own?
President Griffin, I think sound might be out again.
Yeah, I was just told that it's not being broadcast on the
okay. Correct.
We knew that?
No, we're just recording the audio.
Wait.
Yes, we're doing the audio. Yeah.
Okay. Do we know why? Can we just why?
Because there's no access to the City of Barberton Council YouTube account. Some things happened today, and I have the password from about 6 years ago, and it's been changed in between then, and Lori does not know what it is either. It would just auto-populate for us, so I can't get into it and therefore can't video record.
Right. I told Mrs. Miller before she left that it wasn't working, and this is all we could do. So I explained it to her that we didn't have it. All we have is audio.
Does that mean you are recording it some way?
Yes, it's being recorded.
Mrs. Miller just messaged me. She said, I received a phone call that nothing was being broadcast, neither audio or video, so she did not understand that no stream was going through.
Okay. That's because we don't have access to the account.
We don't have access.
Right. No.
Correct.
I don't know if she's doing that. I just told her what you said.
Just give me one second to find the water.
Who did you talk to, Tiffany?
Mrs. Miller.
Good. Drunk eyes, yeah.
She doesn't know the password.
Doesn't know the password. And I have the one from, it's like 6 years ago when it was first set up, and that's all I have.
Okay, she would just log in as herself. Is that what it was? She would log in. Could we get her log in?
I logged into her account and she's been using on the local machine. She's been using the traffic court account, which is this. And when you bring up the browser, there's no shortcuts. I have the information from. She said Chrome.
So
I had a Chrome up.
Let's try Edge.
We're good.
Just in case.
Still good.
Do we try Edge just in case?
Game record.
It doesn't have to be live, it just has to be recorded.
Right, it has to be recorded.
Would you let the community know that the clerk's not here? We don't have access to YouTube. And it'll get put on like it did last week.
Yeah,
so we can continue.
Mrs. Bill, yes. All you can do is record.
Thank you. Can we carry on, Mr.
Okay.
Please.
Brenda?
You ready? Okay. Yeah. So anyway, one of the things that the NOPEC community is saying is that can you have an umbrella or a suite of offers for those customers that would like to shop on their own, but maybe don't feel very comfortable doing that? So we have 12-month, 24-month, we have 100% green. We have all those kinds of offers you can find out in Apples to Apples, but they're under the NOPEC umbrella, so there's never a cancellation fee. You can switch back and forth between programs every month if you want. You never get any of those gotchas that you find out in the marketplace. So that's really helped to have folks who want to shop but don't feel comfortable doing it or have gotten burned in their previous attempts at shopping. So that's one of the innovations that we bring. So it's not just one price, one product, here's what you get. And this is the only thing that you get. we do offer other options, and those are clearly stated in the opt-out materials that are sent to folks that they can decide what they'd like to do with that kind of a program. We have a dedicated service team. We have a 24/7, you know, 24 hours, 7 days a week call center. So if someone at 3 o'clock in the morning decides they want to talk about their electric bill or gas bill, they can. And it's in Michigan. I know we don't like Michigan, but it's at least close to us, and they talk like us, and they know where we are. So it's very, very accessible. Lots of languages, all kinds. It's a first, best-in-class customer care service center. Why residents choose NOPEC? Savings. Again, it saves them from having to go out. Same reason that you have aggravation. Because about 50% of your people will never go out and shop on their own. And if they stay in the utility rate, that's usually a lot higher than what they can get on their own. So that's why aggregation exists, and that's why residents choose to stay with the NOPEC program. Ease of enrollment, it's an opt-out program just like yours. You get the opt-out. If you don't opt-out, you're in until the next opt-out, unless you decide affirmatively that you want to change that. Again, the program has multiple options. So if they want to do something else, we have some communities that want to go with 100% renewable. We don't recommend that because there's a lot of people in your community that don't support that, and they don't want to pay the extra price for that product. But what you can do, if you do know someone who really wants a green product, they can go and sign up for that 100% renewable product on their own. And that way it's not the actual aggregation program price, but it's an option that's very safe for them to do under your aggregation program. Okay, we have top rated service. That 24/7 is great. Pricing. Everybody wants to talk about pricing. That's the big issue. And you experienced it last year when you went from $4.94, if I remember correctly, to $9.32. That's a big jump. We had the same thing in Green. We had the same four-year program, and we went from almost $5 to $9.6. I think we're at $9.6, so we're higher than you guys. It was a lot. It was a lot, and it still is a lot. And to tell you the prices are coming down, they're not. They're just not. You hear about all these data centers, you hear about all this new demand that's coming on, electric cars, all that stuff. That is outpacing what we have as far as generation. So they're not putting enough generation on the ground to generate enough electricity to support all these things. That's what's causing, it's supply and demand, that's what's causing the rates to spike as they are. So it's not expected to come down soon because it takes a long time to build generation. Now, one of the problems with locking in a long-term rate is right now there's a lot of fear, but there are also data centers that are deciding, you know what, we're actually going to build now. So we're in this weird marketplace where the expectations are very high. We don't know what reality is going to be. If you had locked in a week ago, you'd be above 10 cents. Easy. They've come down in this week. So that's how volatile the market is. And that's one of the reasons that locking in a long-term rate is problematic for you. So that's why we don't do that. We ride with the market so we can make sure that we're staying where we're supposed to stay. I've got a pricing sheet in there. You've got this. I've got the big size so I can see it. But in yours, you've got a smaller sheet, but it's also in the back of your packet. I printed out a large one for you. This gives you the suite of offerings, and I didn't put the green or renewable products in here, but there's another whole page that has green products that people could choose from. And these are the options that you can go to and say, I don't want the program price, I want to know I'm going to save every month, so I want a percent off the utility rate, which you can get. Or you can get a fixed 12 or 24 months. So there's a lot of options for you. As I said earlier, NOPEC is a community organization. We are council governments, and our entire purpose for existing is to serve our members who are communities just like you. So if we're not providing you benefits as far as your membership, then we're not doing our job. So there's a lot of benefits that come with being a NOPEC member. You obviously get the rates that we have established through our partner, NextEra. We are required to go out and bid, just like any municipality. We just went through a year-long process, and we bid to four different suppliers. and we settled with NextEra, who has been our supplier previously, and we extended with them. But we did go through the whole bid process just to make sure that we've got the right community company to serve our communities. We have a lot of informational resources for you. If you have a senior meeting, or if you have a board meeting, or you're having any kind of a council meeting where there's concerns about energy of any sort, we can have speakers come in and talk to those folks. We go to schools. We have this really cool bike that kids have to pedal. And they have, the harder they pedal, they get these different lights that come on. Helps them to understand, oh, it takes a lot of energy to make that little light bulb come on. And maybe they turn the lights off a little more when they're home. So we spend time with kids. We do a lot of STEM education in the schools. So there's a lot of things that we do on a community front to help those young people to understand electric, as well as the folks that are seniors. Your seniors are the ones that are getting these bad deals. My dad's 91, and he calls me all the time. I got this in the mail, and they're going to give me a $100 gift card. I need to do this. No, Dad, don't do it. So I've got to, you know, get him from not doing those things, and that's why being in front of your senior centers, helping them to understand, never, ever give your utility to someone at the door. Never give your utility bill to anybody. You know, those kinds of things are the things that we come out and we talk to seniors about so that they can help protect themselves. We do frequent mailings so that every other month we're doing mailings so that as people move into the community or sign up for new service, they can get into the program quicker so that they don't have to wait and not know that they need to opt in. So we do those mailings to keep it fresh and keep people in there. Economic development. We have NEC grants, that's the NOPEC Energizing Community Grant. That comes to you annually. We're estimating that your grant would be approximately $38,000 or $38,500 annually. That's based on around 7,500 accounts. That would come to you in the form of a grant that could be used for anything energy related. And that's a pretty broad category. We've had people do LED signs at a park. We've had people use that for energy for a festival, lights, roofing. It really runs the gamut. You can also escrow those funds if you know you've got a big expense coming up. You can escrow those funds for 3 years and then pull those out and use those for a big project that you think you might have coming. We have community sponsorships. The reason this came about, we would have squeaky wheel communities that would come to us and go, we're having a golf outing, we're having a festival, we're having this, we're having that. Can you donate something or help sponsor? And those communities always got the sponsorships. And we said, well, that's not really fair. So we gave sponsorship dollars to every single member community, depending upon and based upon your enrollments. That goes straight to whatever event, the mom festival, you know, whatever you would want it to go to, it goes to that and helps to fund that community event. We also have energy efficiency programs. A lot of your businesses, and you've got the older downtown, my grandmother used to bring me to Marshall's downtown. That kind of ages me, but she lived in Wadsworth and she didn't want to go to Akron when we went shopping, so we'd go to Marshall's. Those are older buildings down there, and a lot of older buildings around the city. If someone is a business owner and they want to do some energy efficiency projects, the first step is to get an audit. They can't even go and get $200 if they don't have an energy audit. Well, most people don't even know how to do that. Who do I go to? Who do I know that's reputable? What do I do? We've developed a partnership throughout Ohio of Ohio companies that will come in and do those energy audits, and we pay up to 100%. It's usually 60 to 100% for those community businesses. That way they have a starting point. They can then say, oh, if I do windows, here's what the payback is going to be, and here's some low-hanging fruit that maybe I can do something for my buildings. Once they know what they need to do, we then have low-cost financing through a PACE program and through what we call our STEP program, which is a little bit below that as far as levels. But these are energy efficiency dollars that they can apply for that are off the books. It's based upon their property taxes. So it's not a capital investment that's going to show up on their books, but they can then get those energy efficiency type projects in their building, and as soon as it starts generating that income and pays itself off, then the loan goes away and they're whatever they did, their lights or their boiler or whatever, just continues to help them from an energy perspective. So what we want to do is come in and help you from soup to nuts. You know, the business, small business, if they're not with NOPEC as far as their actual generation, they're actually neutrons, it doesn't matter. They can still participate in any of these programs. We're here to help you help them and help your residents. That's really our mission. Another strong thing that we do is, I already talked about education. We do a lot of advocating both in DC, but a lot in Columbus. We spend a lot of time on anything that has to do with energy and how it can affect the end-use customer. So I've got an example here for you. Just recently, January, it was announced that the PUCO has fined or has reached a settlement with First Energy of $250 million for House Bill 6 and all of the problems that came about as far as that. So what's going to happen, and I put this in here for you to be able to tell your residents, over the next three bill cycles, you're going to have about $21 that's going to be credited back to you as a part of the excess earnings that First Energy had. And this is a result of the Ohio Consumers Council and NOPEC's efforts, among others. But NOPEC has been working at this for 8 years to try and make sure that First Energy is held accountable. And this has been the result. And it's just an example of some of the things that we do from an advocacy perspective. We do a lot for sustainable communities. There are a lot of communities that want sustainable types of projects. And we have a person that can help you if you're interested in solar, that help to understand that. So we've got a lot of access for you there. So bottom line, how is NOPEC different? We're council governments, so we're not for profit. We're an organization that's subject to sunshine laws and open records and, you know, all that stuff. We're board directed. You get the vote and you decide how the programs go. We have membership benefits that far exceed anything that you could do on your own from your aggregation perspective, and that's really where we shine. Are we always the lowest? No, we're not always the lowest. Are we always the highest? No, because, you know, rates go like this, and it just kind of depends. But when you think about a rate of 9.23 versus a rate of 8.99, and you actually do the math, it's about 24 cents a month difference. So when you're thinking about the rates, it's not that big a difference when you come up with all the benefits that come back. And the nice thing is the benefits that you get, they go to all the residents. They don't just go to the ones that are in the program, but they go to the benefit of all of the residents. They save on tax dollars for energy improvements that the city might do. They save on sponsorship dollars. So it really goes back to the whole community, not just those that are in the program themselves. I'm going to stop. That's a lot. I just want to open it up, and I don't want to take a ton of your time, so I know you've got other speakers, and I, you know, apologize if I took too long, but any questions that you have?
Thank you, first, for coming in.
Sure.
The energy audits, you said that was for any commercial buildings? Mm-hmm. Or?
So can I just, so do we pick like an umbrella program for like the city and then they work, and then they can choose like programs within that, or?
Everybody gets the same price.
Okay.
The teeniest, tiniest community up to City of Cleveland, everybody gets the same price. You know, it doesn't matter. That's why we do that, because we don't want to pick and choose and have winners and losers and have the large community subsidizing or the small communities being at a higher rate. That's not fair. So everybody is at the same rate. It's called a program price. It's been fixed for, it's fixed for 6 months at a time. What that does, it allows our hedging folks to check and make sure, can we go down? If we can go down, we're gonna go down. And we've done that in the past. So it's a 6 month, but then you've got the opportunity if you wanna choose these other suite of programs that you can do on your own, individually.
You were talking about people who like to shop. So once we were under, let's say we were under your umbrella and we pick the aggregate, those people go to someplace, like the people that want to shop go somewhere other than apples to apples, they go through, like,
what,
and you've like filtered the ones that are not predatory?
Yeah, the NOPEC prices are not on apples to apples.
Right.
Apples to apples are for those that are available to anyone and everyone.
Mm-hmm.
NOPEX prizes are only available to those that are members in those member communities, because by law we can't serve anybody that's not a member. So if you want to compare, if you're already shopping, you would go to the NOPEX website and look at that page, you know, see these offers.
So these are what they would be picking from?
Yes.
Just these guys.
And then compare those with what you could get on Apples to Apples. And just so you know, if you've already shopped and you've got your own contract, you're not eligible for the aggregation program. So you'll never get an opt-out if you're shopping with someone else. That's also the law.
So in relation to that, I'm not in the aggregation program, I don't get the opt-out, but what if I want to jump into it? Can I just call
What you have
you guys
to do
and
is
say, hey, put me in this?
First of all, you have to call your current supplier.
Right.
Because if you have a cancellation fee, you don't want to get hit
right.
with whatever that is. But once your contract naturally lapses, or if you're, for any of you listening, if you're in a month-to-month contract out there, look at your bill. I always tell people, go home and look at your bill. Gas and electric. If you're in a month-to-month contract, call and get out of that tomorrow, as soon as you can. But call your supplier, find out what cancellation provisions you might have. As soon as that terms out, you are eligible to join. You simply call, or you would wait for the next opt-out that would come. Either way.
Thank you.
And you did say that we have, Barberton would have like a voting seat. Is that how many people who generally votes from
there's
the
one designated representative from every member community, and then you have a county person. Your current county person is Mayor of Macedonia, and he represents the entire county. So a lot of times what happens at the General Assembly in November is community members give him their proxy and he goes and votes on behalf of whoever doesn't want to attend. But if you want to attend on your own as your representative for your community and vote, that's what we encourage. We prefer more people come than do the proxy. But it's run just like your folks' meetings. Everything's recorded and, you know, all of that.
So let's say that Barberton does go with NOPEC. And I mean, I feel like to get people, to get our residents to understand this, that's a big kind of like almost like a marketing campaign.
Yes.
Like, would you help us with?
Yes.
That
yes.
seems like a lot of dollars and...
What we did with some of the communities that went up from the fours to the nines last year, Massillon was one of those, Canfield Township out in Mahoney was one of those, we actually did inserts in their water bills to tell people here's what's going on. We did public meetings, we let people bring their bills and help them understand anything that you think would help your community. I was in Plain City 2 months ago. I did a Facebook Live thing, you know, to talk about they had a ballot issue, and we did a Facebook Live event, and it was pretty well attended. So, however you think getting the message across to your community works, that's what we want to do. We'll provide you information for newsletters. We'll provide you information for your website, links, all of that stuff. But whatever you think would work best is what we want to do.
How often is like the community outreach program, like annual events that you go to the schools, library, things like that, or just
whenever?
Okay.
We have three people that's what they do. Now remember, they have 250 communities, so
sure.
It needs to be scheduled because, you know, that's a lot. But certainly if you have an event or if you have a STEM program at the high school or those types of things, we've done competitions for between schools with STEM, and that's really kind of done cool stuff. So. It's really just open to their availability and getting a schedule.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Is that all?
Thank you.
One more, sorry.
One more.
I just want to reiterate, and you have a very strict do not knock program?
We do have a do not knock program, yeah. I mean, you probably currently have, through the police department, the regulations that they have to come and get, little badges and be registered. We have, I believe, 30-some-odd communities who've done the Do Not Knock program, and what that means is NOPEC takes that over from the police department, meaning administering that database of people that don't want to be bothered. They then get a sticker that says "Don't knock on my door," and we monitor all of that type of thing. So it's a program that came as a result of communities coming to NOPEC and saying, "We've got this problem," especially with very aggressive energy folks that go door to door and tell people you're going to not have electricity tomorrow because there's another case. So that's really has been the impetus for the Do Not Knock program.
Thank you.
Do we have any more questions for her? If not, thank you, Mrs. Barbello.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we have one more energy.
Hello, Council. My name is Eric Burns. I'm president of Independent Energy Consultants. You're a broker consultant. Been working with you on the electric program since 2018, gas program since, what's that been, 2009. So, you know, long history with the program here. Okay, so.
We can't hear you. You're not near the mic.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Again, Eric Burns, president of Independent Energy Consultants. Been your consultant here. Since 2018, helping you manage the electric program, gas program since 2009. So, you know, long track record with the history here. Community, if they're talking to you last year with the electric program, there was that big jump. You know, difficult situation around, you know, won't hit, you know, all the points, you know, Brenda hit, you know, hit there. You know, she's got a long history working in the, you know, supply side, you know, here. She, you know, covered those, you know, fairly well. You know, want to kind of talk about, you know, your program this upcoming term, which we've been discussing with Todd, you know, as kind of the point person for the program, you know, how your program's operated up until this point. Don't want to, you know, go through and, you know, waste, spend a whole evening talking about every point. You know, Brenda brought up, had those conversations before. That's probably an hour, 2 hour long conversation to go through that. I'm happy to do that, you know, at a future date if you'd like. But, you know, salient points here, upcoming term, what we've done. We conducted your request for proposal here in the last, you know, couple months. Your current program is running up through the month of April, set to end at the May meter reads. That's when a new program would start. There are several months worth of work that go into our required mailings to continue the program on. So that's why we've been, you know, working with Todd, you know, to have a decision here for the upcoming term. Kind of the end of that discussion with him, talking about all those market forces, you know, supply offers we received, was to have a fixed rate below 10 cents. Our recommendation was possible between a 13 and 25 month term, as energy markets not necessarily expected to fall off a cliff in the immediate future. That is a hard thing to predict, but resident stability was kind of an issue there, so our recommendation to Todd, collective decision with him, leaned in favor of a 25-month term. So that's what we've been kind of pursuing up until this point. Within your current program, kind of refresh you, kind of how it operates, three core principles we've been operating under based on the conversations we've had with you, direction we received from Todd, Mayor, you know, people here at the city, you know, our discussions with residents and, you know, community leaders over the past, you know, 20 years, you know, we've been doing this. First principle of your program has been to offer a fixed rate alternative to the utilities variable rate. You got Chairman Member of Barberton in this, you know, room here. Prevailing, you know, opinion most likely would fall in favor of a fixed rate. There are those who have different opinions. They are able to go out and shop on their own as they're, you know, want to do. We have structured programs in the past that have had secondary, you know, different types of products, as NOPEC has. Fortunately, there usually the option is that residents, the propensity towards inaction, majority of people end up on your default product offering anyway. So they're the favoring of the city has been to make that offering as strong as possible and that, you know, fixed rate. Second kind of principle has been to get rid of those gotchas that, you know, many electric offers have here in the state. That's early termination fees, fixed monthly fees, being rolled onto a variable rate at the end of your term. Those offers out there, they have, you know, limited availability, you know, windows, you know, not guaranteed that the apples-to-apples offers you see today is going to be available in a week, a month, you know, 2 months. So, you know, we work to, you know, get rid of those, make the program as attractive in that sense as possible. You know, if you are willing to go out and, you know, do the work and, you know, you're, you know, comfortable doing that, you can, you know, outperform the aggregation at times, but there you have to be comfortable stomaching that additional risk, you know, cost of spending your time doing that. That kind of falls to the third tenet, you know, the program's been offering under. Simply make the program, you know, offering as simple to understand as possible. You know, from listening to your past meetings, there are, you know, various levels of understanding, comfort with the program. That obviously extends to the community at large. You know, no one necessarily wants to spend, you know, all day thinking about their electric bills. You know, I do it. I enjoy it to as probably the extent that you can. You know, within that, saying, hey, this is a complicated topic. Residents necessarily don't want to spend, you know, all their time thinking about it. They don't, you know, maybe necessarily the majority of want to be on a rate that's changing frequently every couple months. Let's structure a rate. They say, hey, this is the number. I know what it is. I know it's not going to change for this period of time. I can make a decision whether I want to participate or not and move on with my life. I've got, you know, more important things, you know, to spend my time on there. So, you know, while electric rates have risen, you know, the past couple of years here, that, you know, value proposition, those three tenets, they still hold true. Same with that, you know, before, you know, we were on board with the City of the Electric program, you had a product offering that was a percent discount to the utility's price to compare. So that was a variable rate that changed, you know, every month, but it was a guaranteed savings versus that alternative. That was a value proposition that, you know, held true. And, you know, regardless of the market situations, provided, you know, the value that that offered. The aggregation program in its current state, you know, still provides those, you know, three benefits, you know, versus, you know, what the current market conditions are. You know, some of the stuff about, you know, market, you know, conditions, you do, you know, it is somewhat of an uncertain picture. You know, we have had, you know, recent spikes with the winter storm we just had, market relaxing here over the last week. But a lot of that is kind of noise in the larger macro trends. You talk about, you know, AI data centers, rising demand. You know, there is always the potential for bubbles and anything like that. We do know fixed cost components, you know, over the coming years. Capacity cost is one of the subcomponents of an electric rate that responds to things like rising demand driven by expansion of AI data centers and things of that nature. Those costs are, no, they're set in stone out until May 28. That's particularly why, one of the reasons, we're looking at a 25-month term and not longer beyond that. Because, you know, hey, this is a fixed cost component, you know, a major component of the rate. That's not going to change, you know, over the, you know, coming months here, you know, 2 years. Beyond that, you'd be taking on additional risk there. So, you know, within that, sat down with Todd, you know, a couple weeks ago, had the discussion, you know, hey, this is the value proposition of the program. If you want to shift the program, if you want to remold it in some way, you have the, you know, ability to do that. Up to this point, you know, the city hasn't necessarily expressed a desire to do that. I don't, you know, I want to relay to us that you've had residents coming in here clamoring, say, hey, I want something different, you know. We do, you know, get calls from residents when I sit down at the mayor's office, you know, forwards me voicemails, you know, on occasion, you know, happy to talk to residents, you know, answer, you know, questions they have. But generally, you know, people I've talked to, you know, barring, you know, particular incidents that they have, you know, switching over from one contract to another, you know, leaving something that had an early termination fee like that, people are happy with the program and its operation and the value it's provided there. You know, the day may be coming as markets evolve where it is time to shift, you know, the value proposition of the program again, as you've done in the past, you know, perfectly capable of doing that. Up to this point, there's been no desire for the city to do that, largely because this value proposition, you know, kind of has held true and, you know, that's what the vast majority of residents are looking for. you know, operating the program as you have now, you know, talk about, you know, dollars and cents. Brian mentioned, you know, there usually isn't a whole lot of spread between, you know, different rates out there. But, you know, to date, since 2018, your program has produced over $5 million in comparative savings to the default rates, you know, they would have paid with NOPEC on their standard program offering. That's, you know, money that's, you know, stayed here in the city of Barberton. Talking about, you know, features outside of that program offering, there's merit to all of those things. However, when they come at the expense to the rate residents pay, I think that's a question of who is the program designed to serve, you know, what have residents asked for, what have they authorized you to do. The ballot language was fairly simple, you know, it was to aggregate their electric loads, you know, for the, you know, provide a rate. They didn't ask for extra, you know, community outreach, you know, programs, loans, audits. That's all commendable. Perfectly capable of doing that. I've brought up those conversations in the past. The city hasn't expressed an interest, but if there is a new interest now, you're able to undertake those while keeping your hands on the wheel and, you know, steering the program yourself, saying, hey, this particular facet, you know, it is a bridge too far. We don't see the value that provides, you know, to our residents, but these ones we do. You know, as a member of a large group, you know, there is, you know, community voting there, but a, you know, 1/240th share of what, you know, the NOPEC program does, I think that, you know, stretches, you know, the potential of, you know, just keep this focused on what the residents of Barberton want and have authorized you, the city officials, to, you know, do this work on their behalf. So, you know, from that perspective, I think, you know, ultimately maintaining control of your program, keeping that decision-making authority, you know, here as close to home as possible. I think, you know, that's why we have city councils. You know, that's why we have mayors. We don't just have a, you know, large, you know, state, federal government. Leave decisions, you know, at home are best made as close to home as possible. You know, you've been doing that well with our assistance for many years here. You've proved that it works and that it works well for your residents. So to the extent that, you know, you may be interested in shaping the value proposition program going forward, happy to do that, perfectly able to do that. You know, any of the, you know, offerings, you know, outside of the rate, you know, happy to discuss those, let you make the decision. Hey, these ones, you know, this is a no-cost option, low-cost, high-cost option in terms of, you know, how it affects, you know, the city at large here. So again, don't want to expand this conversation much more than it needs to be at the moment. Happy to go into detail on, you know, things at length here, but, you know, Todd will tell you, I sit down with him and, you know, it should be a 15-20 minute conversation, turns into 45 minutes, an hour. These are complex topics, you know, I enjoy talking about it. I'll talk about it to, you know, fall asleep here. So happy to continue those discussions, but, you know, hopefully, you know, you've reviewed the materials we provided you thus far, you know, the presentation I went through with Todd, you know, talking points, you know, the questions I've been answering for him, but, you know, any, you know, questions here, I'm happy to answer them this evening.
Can you expand on what you mean by, like, I feel like the value proposition and changing has been very vague. I just don't understand what you mean by the community has not expressed any interest in making up the value with energy better.
Sure. So what I mean with that is that in you have a program here, and you get to decide what it does. Does it provide a fixed rate? Does it provide a variable rate? Does it provide a suite of rates? You know, does it provide, you know, just a rate? Does it provide a rate and services outside of that? You know, that aren't necessarily related to your thought lineup on your electric bill. Up to this point, you know, all our conversations with the city, you know, with particularly Todd, you know, the mayor's office, you know, have been that, hey, you know, we want to keep it close to, you know, that line item on the electric bill. That's what residents asked us to do. Residents have certain, you know, different levels of understanding, you know, the program. you know, to add on, you know, X, Y, and Z, you know, just further complicates their decision-making process, further complicates, you know, the city's, you know, ability to answer questions. People, you know, we're always here to answer questions. I talk to residents all the time, you know. Your elderly residents, you know, have particular, you know, difficulties, you know, understanding, you know, the electric industry and whatnot, you know. Talk them through that, you know, regularly. So that's kind of what I mean with the value proposition. You know, what does your program offer? Is it, you know, a fixed rate or what have you? And I think maintaining your control here as the City of Barberton's program, rather than, you know, abandoning your certification with the Public Utilities Commission to join NOPEC's program and kind of turning that, you know, decision-making authority into, you know, a vote about what the large group does, I think better keeps you positioned to keep the residents of Barberton's interest at the forefront.
Okay, thank you.
So, as a broker, do you have like a fiduciary responsibility to the city, and do you have incentives from energy providers, or what's your relationship with both sides of this equation?
So we are a independent consultant here. We have no decision-making authority for the city. Really, my job here is to collect information, present information, help you make an informed decision. So that is our, you know, relationship there. We do collect an administrative fee that is part of the aggregation rate. That is, what is that? 0.0005 cents per kilowatt hour. So the 51 thousandths of a cent.
So your fee is paid for by the ratepayers,
yep.
Not by.
It is paid.
Energy providers.
It is paid by the energy provider. It is collected from the electric rate. There's no free money. If you're getting money from your electric provider, it is from the residents that they serve.
Do all electric providers pay you the same rate?
Yes. Yeah. So we don't have a favored relationship with one supplier or another. So that's where it gets down to, you know, hey, if you're offering services, you know, things outside of the rate, is that a cost that's ultimately being bared by, you know, the residents? You know, NOPEC, you know, Brenda, as you mentioned, you know, they've got, you know, materials out there, there's annual reports, annual meetings. You know, we'll say, you know, they take in substantial amount of dollars, you know, that's, you know, get back to the community through different programs and, you know, grants and what have you. But ultimately, that's, you know, money that could stay in the resident's pocket. So that's kind of the bad mess up there.
So how does the Greenbacks program, where does the money for that come from? So I assumed you was going to bring something, but this is just like a grant. It's like a grant type of program.
That we get?
So, and it varies depending on the term, according to, this is from your presentation.
Yep.
So 12-month term, it's a 9,500, 13 is 10 grand, 24, 19 grand, 25, 19 grand, 36 is 28,500. And so to me, this sounds like a grant type of program that was along with the package.
Yes, yeah, I can, you know, expand on that, you know, certainly the material Dynegy has. That is a particularity of their offer. They treat that as basically a rebate program. We've asked them of their ability, hey, can we take this out and pass on additional savings to the residents? Their answer has been no, there is no additional cost to the residents there. So that is, you know, a little bit different in that regard. You have had, you know, entertained community grants in the past that have been, you know, funds directed, you know, collected from the residents and redirected back to the city. I think there are situations where that makes sense, where we were at, you know, rock bottom, you know, energy prices. But as things, you know, continue to rise, I think, you know, the idea of anything that, you know, doesn't, you know, directly keep money in the residents' pocket is, you know, for debate.
So I'm just going to repeat back. The value proposition of IEC is that you're able to provide us with the best fixed rate for our residents.
Yes, yeah, that's what we attempt to do.
Yep.
Great.
Thank you.
You know, and we provide, you know, information for you. We say this is what we want and this is how we work to help you achieve those goals. So, you know, just providing you a fixed rate isn't all we're able to do. You know, we are, you know, energy auditors. We go out, audit buildings. You know, we, you know, provide, you know, go out and talk to people. You know, all those, you know, facets, community sponsorship, you know, do that. You know, I don't want to, you know, say tit for tat, okay, here's something that OPEC does and this is how we do it, you know, but, you know, again.
Is that grant, is that annually or just the length of the term?
So that particular setup there is an amount for the life of the term there.
Okay.
So I can, I'm sorry, I assume Todd had distributed those materials to the councilor. I didn't want to, you know, print out, kill, you know, a bunch of trees here. I can get that, you know, make sure that's distributed to you.
Okay,
that's my fault. I'll make sure everybody gets it. Just
forward it directly after this. Thank you. Are there other grant opportunities besides this one then, or is this?
So from the particular suppliers, that was kind of the one presented. The other ones are always able to provide, you know, similar, you know, hey, this is an amount, you know, the rate goes up a little bit, it's collected, directed back to the city, you know, able to do that. It's a no cost, you know, thing for them. As, you know, those suppliers were further back in the pecking order, didn't really make sense to say, hey, take your already higher rate and make it a little bit higher. You know, can we, you know, get other stuff from them?
Thank you.
So we've never taken advantage of this kind of thing.
So in your current contract, you do have this same thing, the Greenbacks program, I believe.
Okay, so
I can't remember my discussion with Todd whether we made use of it or not through this current term.
Wait a second, the current one we're considering or the one we're coming off of?
The one you're coming off of
last year.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So that one was, would have been 36 month yet, right?
Just 12.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Term. Mayor, do you know if we use that
off the top of the head? I'm not sure.
Not sure. Okay. Are we still able to use that the next
yes.
2 months?
Yeah.
3 months?
Right.
Have you guys done anything with the Google stuff that was going on?
So generally, our position is that don't necessarily like to, you know, get involved in the Public Utility Commission filing. There, that is, you know, a little bit of that situation that, okay, is it worthwhile for, you know, us, you know, for you as a community? You do have organizations out there that are already your independent consumer watchdogs, like the Ohio Consumer Council, doing that work. I think, you know, there's a, you know, cost-benefit analysis to duplicating, you know, in organizations like that's work. You know, seeing it is already, you know, work that was done, you know, without your residents paying for it, and, you know, done on your behalf. You know, we have advised, you know, the city in the past, you know, hey, these are things, you know, we get, you know, someone reach out to us, hey, I got this notice about a new tariff rider. What does this mean? Do we have an opportunity here? But, you know, in large part, you know, it's a question of, do you want to direct, you know, the city's resources, you know, through us, you know, to, you know, do that? And we're always able to, but again, it's a cost benefit of, you know, is it worthwhile work?
Do we have any more? No. Well, thank you very much.